Happy Tuesday to you and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. Following on from last week's topic, all around creation, the law of attraction, manifesting and bringing those things you desire into your life, this week we're going to be looking at limiting beliefs, because a big part of the reason why we are unable to create or manifest or to move forward in some instances in our life is because we have beliefs that are holding us back. So if we take all of the lessons from last week, and then this week we delve more into our limiting beliefs, because last week we talked a little bit about it, but we want to spend a good few days really investigating it so that you can get a better sense of where your thoughts actually are and how they're affecting your life. On Sunday, I taught a workshop on self-care and meditation, and we covered the topics of creation, visualization and manifestation. But before we did that, we had to look at what our fears were. We looked at what our fears were, and I went through this exercise with you last week. So what our fears are, what we think are going to happen when each one of those fears comes true, and then what would we do if each one of our fears came true. So that's one way of trying to reduce the limiting thoughts or worst case scenarios that we place out in front of us. But when we have thoughts, like we've loads of thoughts every day, like hundreds of thousands of thoughts, I think they say, and they can just be very fast, very fleeting. But also, our subconscious mind has thoughts going on all of the time that we may not be consciously on a day-to-day basis actually be connecting with or realizing that are there. And in that case, it can be very difficult to actually figure out what we're thinking about when it comes to negative or limiting beliefs. So some negative or limiting beliefs would be things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not able, good things don't happen to me. I put these into the text message yesterday, and I wanted you to think about what limiting thoughts or beliefs you actually knew were there. But when we're trying to look at what limiting thoughts or beliefs are there, but we don't really maybe see them or think about them all the time, we've got to investigate a little bit further. So what I'd like you to do today to get a sense of this is to think of one or two things in your life right now that you're wanting to change, or that you're in the process of changing, but are finding that a little thought bubble comes up, or a little doubt, or a seed of negativity comes in, and to catch that and to see what that actually is. Okay, so when you figure out what that limiting thought is, the next thing we have to do is we need to figure out, when is the first time you actually started to think that thought? Because I talked about this last year, for those of you who are members last year, our subconscious mind and our conscious mind are two separate parts. So if you imagine the front of your mind being your conscious mind, the back of your head being the subconscious mind, and there's a gateway in between, okay, a little gate. Imagine it being like a field of grass, and then you come, what happens is a thought comes into your conscious mind at the front. And if you start to believe that thought to be true, or if that really resonates with you based on your current circumstances, that thought will go, the gate will open, and the thought will go in through the gate and be lodged into the subconscious mind. But any thought can go into the subconscious mind that we choose or allow to go in there. So if we have been having negative limiting beliefs that have probably been there since childhood, or since maybe a bad situation happened, they could be there years and years and years. We often think that they're very, very hard to change. Now, they can be something that takes a bit of time to overcome, or sometimes we just have to accept that they're there. But what you can remember is that if you're able to put something like that into your brain and lodge it there, you're also able to do that with newer thoughts in a more positive light. So it'll take time for the brain and the body to actually recognize the new thought as real. So that's why they talk about affirmations. And sometimes when we do affirmations, we don't believe even what we're writing. We don't believe what we're saying or repeating. But over time, the brain will actually start to see it. And if we're doing affirmations from a place of gratitude or through meditation, where the energy of our body is nice and high, the vibration is nice and high, the body will believe it more, because the body will reject what the mind is saying if the body is feeling in a negative state or panicky state when they're saying it. So for example, if you're trying to form a new thought and you're saying, I am wonderful, but in your stomach, you're feeling sick, or in your body, you're feeling anxious, the brain is not going to recognize that as an actual positive thought, okay? And it won't stay there. So when we developed the subconscious thought, when we let that through the gate, we need to actually figure out when that first started. So I remember years ago, probably back in 2011, 2012, I did a positive living workshop for the day. And one of the things I did was this exercise and got people to look at what they actually, what their limiting thoughts were, and to remember when those thoughts first occurred. Now, this can be something that's a bit stressful to do, so be mindful of yourself in this, okay? If this brings up anything and you feel that you need to go and speak to somebody about it, either, you know, through counseling or CBT or psychotherapy, absolutely do that, or some healing on it, or even just talking to someone that you care about that will listen to you in a safe space. It is important, because when we're thinking of these things, it can sometimes enlarge something that we mightn't know is there. And in one of these sessions, a girl that was there had been really, really struggling such a long time with her body image. She had continued over her teenage years into her adult life of putting on a lot of weight. It really affected her confidence, and it was actually affecting her health, because it got just a very, very bad way. And she remembers that her limiting thought is that she is just fat and she always will be fat. And she remembered that when she was younger, her dad's friend came in to the house. And as a child, she was a little bit chubby, like nothing major. There was no real problem around it. And she actually heard her dad's friend say to her dad, God, your daughter has put on weight. And can you imagine, like, as a child hearing that, not only hearing it, but hearing it for somebody outside of your family commenting on you as a young girl? Like, it was just awful. And in that, like, that's where her thought came from, that every time she actually had that subconscious thought come up, that's the situation she thought about, and that stuck with her forevermore, and it kind of followed her through life. So those kind of things, then it's like, how do we change that? Because the situation has happened, the thought is there, the feeling is there, and that then goes and perpetuates certain behaviors and certain actions that we take, maybe to eat more food, not to look after ourselves. And this can happen across the board in our life. So a lot of us that would have these limiting beliefs, are they're actually coming from somewhere. They're actually coming from a place that they triggered before. And what we would love to do is to go back to these places and reshape the memory. You can't change the memory, but reshape it, reshape the thought around it, to heal what was said at the time. So for today, it's just about looking at that. Again, if you need any support, if anything comes up, please do text me. But it is important to, you know, take the time to look at these things, because if you understand where it came from, you have a better chance of healing it. It's not about removing it. It's just about healing it, healing those memories, healing that. And then, like I said, allowing better thoughts to come in through the conscious gate into the subconscious mind that you're going to think about more often. So I hope you have a great Tuesday, and I look forward to connecting tomorrow.